love this story. It's all about a teacher who earns extra credit from returned items. And not just extra credit, he's actually making some good money. In this Throwback Thursday segment, we're going to meet a savvy school teacher who discovers a lucrative side hustle in reselling returned goods on Amazon and perhaps some other platforms as well. Learn how he navigates bulk auctions, inventory management, and product selection to turn a profit and supplement his teaching income. Lots of good stuff there. We're going to give it to you all in a short, action-packed episode. This is, of course, Side Hustle School. This is Throwback Thursday, where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Last week, it was all about a skincare seller. Before that, we had somebody selling digital assets. They had sold $50,000 in digital assets, to be precise. Before that, an Audible affiliate. And of course, many, many other stories as well. So today, we're going to hear from this savvy school teacher. Let's hear his update, some details, hopefully a point of inspiration and motivation for you. And I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hey there, fellow side hustlers. My name's Mike, and I'm a high school math teacher by day and an online reselling hustler by night. Today, I want to share my journey of retail arbitrage, a project that's helped me supplement my teaching income. It all started a couple years ago when I stumbled upon the concept of buying consumer goods and then selling them for a higher price. I learned that many retailers, including Amazon, often sell returned and overstocked goods in bulk through various auction platforms. These lots can contain a wide variety of items, from electronics to household goods, and are typically sold at a fraction of their retail price. I was intrigued by the idea of purchasing these discounted goods and reselling them online for a profit. I started small, investing a few $100 in a couple of bulk lots and listing the items on Amazon and eBay. To my surprise, the products sold pretty quickly, and I was able to recoup my investment and then some. As I continued to explore the world of retail arbitrage, I realized that the key to success was in the details. I needed to be strategic about the lots I purchased, focusing on products with high demand and healthy profit margins. I spent hours researching popular items, analyzing sales data, and scouring auction sites for the best deals. One of the biggest challenges I faced was managing my inventory. With limited storage space at home, I had to be selective about the products I purchased and the quantities I stocked. I developed a system for organizing and tracking my inventory, using a combination of spreadsheets and inventory management software to stay on top of my stock levels and sales. As my side hustle grew, I reinvested some profits into expanding inventory and streamlining my operations, and invested in tools like a label printer and shipping scale to make the listing and fulfillment process more efficient. My teaching background also came in handy as I navigated the complexities of online reselling. I applied my analytical skills to track my profit margins, identify trends, and make data-driven decisions about which products to buy and sell. Within a few months, I had generated my first $3,000 in profit from my reselling side hustle. It was an incredible feeling to see my hard work and strategic planning pay off. As I continued to refine my approach and scale my business, my profits grew steadily, and I was soon earning a significant income from my reselling activities. One of the most rewarding aspects of my side hustle has been the opportunity to share my knowledge and experience with others. I've been doing this informally, and I plan to get more serious about it with a YouTube channel and podcast soon. If you're considering starting a reselling side hustle, my advice is to start small. Do your research and stay organized. Embrace the learning curve and be willing to adapt and evolve as you go. It's really not that hard to get started, which is why it's such a great starter project for a lot of people. Thanks for listening to my story, and happy reselling.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much. That story is an inspiration to me. I always get excited about reselling stories because many years ago, I got started doing something very similar to what Mike is doing, just buying and reselling stuff from various platforms. So it's still a viable side hustle, literally decades later. Anyway, Mike, good work. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured. We've had more than 1,000 stories and case studies. We've had 2,000 additional episodes, questions and answers and tips and updates and such. So if you have a question or an update for us or something else, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Every episode has a notes page. This is 2,735. And of course, much more is coming up. It's always free. It's a new episode every day. What more can I say? That's all for now, but thank you for being there. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.